Over 250 Indigenous Australian languages were spoken at the time of arrival of the First Fleet in 1788. Since that time, through disconnection to culture and invasion by colonists, many have slowly faded into a state of long sleep. Paradoxically, perhaps, the key to reawakening those languages could lie in written records kept by colonists, which are now held in cultural institutions around the country. John Paul Janke is co-chair of the NAIDOC Committee and presenter of NITV's The Point, and he's discussing this and more at the National Library of Australia's upcoming Language Keepers Conference. He told me about his fascination with the history of Australia, new and old, and its capacity to inform and restore culture.
I'm like a kid in a lolly shop when I go to the National Library because it's got things that I am just so interested in that both enrich and celebrate my culture and Australian history and the Indigenous component of that history. What I really love about the language component, it's the ability to take documented language in Cook's material and the Endeavours material, but also the wider National Library collection, and in some capacity, actually celebrating that it's been recorded. Where language and ceremony and culture are no longer practiced, there's an opportunity to actually revitalise and re-energise and reteach that culture. Or where culture is still strong, it's actually the opportunity to say it was recorded 230, 250 years ago, but we've actually been teaching it for tens of thousands of years. So it gives it strength in printed documents.
John Paul Janke says it's important for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders to use the resources of cultural institutions as a tool for revitalising language.
Language that was taken away was the start of devastating cultural loss for First Nations people. If you take someone's language away, you take away their connection to country, you take away their ability to pass on law and culture and everything to the next generation. We need to take that back, and we control our own destiny with that culture and language. People have used various elements of the National Library's collection on languages to actually reteach languages in schools, to communities, to the next generation. You know, in La Perouse, for example, the community there have used elements of the National Library's collection to reteach that language in school. Now, they're doing it in very modern technological ways, using digital technology and using apps and augmented reality, because that's what our younger generations are doing today, but they're using documents that were recorded 230, 250 years ago, and I think that is brilliant. I think that is amazing, and I think that's the way that we can pass language on to future generations.
John Paul Janke, NAIDOC co-chair and presenter of NITV's The Point. Professor Jacqueline Troy is Director of Indigenous Research at the University of Sydney. She used documents from 1788 to reawaken the local Aboriginal Gadigal and Darug languages.
I began working on some manuscript material from the very first invasion period from Australia, and these are three little notebooks of the language for the Sydney region. This was a language that by the early 19th century, the community was beginning not to use as its main language for everyday communication, and certainly by the 20th century it had gone thoroughly to sleep, which is the term that Aboriginal communities prefer to say when talking about languages that aren't being used anymore. I wrote a small book called The Sydney Language, and I hoped it would help the community to revive the use of the language. 30 or more years later, I was at the Sydney Festival for the third year in a row with Aboriginal people from Sydney, teaching the language, with everybody enjoying speaking the language of Sydney, which hasn't really been spoken for everyday communication for probably 200 years.
Professor Jacqueline Troy says the Year of International Indigenous Languages opens the opportunity for more Australians to learn Aboriginal languages and incorporate them into our culture.
It's a powerful thing when people start to speak the languages of Australia, whether they're Aboriginal people speaking them or non-Aboriginal people speaking them. It gives people, you know, right up to the level of the Prime Minister of Australia, a sense of belonging to this country. These are the languages of this country, and language revival should be something we're doing every day on a daily basis. Every Australian should say something every day in an Aboriginal language, and in this United Nations Year of Indigenous Languages, I think that would be a great project if everybody in Australia made the attempt to understand something about all our wonderful languages.
Professor Jacqueline Troy speaking with me ahead of the National Library of Australia's Language Keepers Conference, which will be held on the 9th and 10th of February.